The inquiry into the September 11th attacks that was released on Capitol Hill yesterday provides little comfort to Americans who are constantly warned by the U.S. government that terrorists will likely strike in the U.S. again. The report identified a series of oversights, blunders, communication lapses, and missed opportunities in the months leading up to the terrorist attack on that September morning almost 2 years ago. To wade through the findings, the recommendations, and the obstacles to carrying them out, we turn to Daniel Benjamin, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He was also the former director of transnational threats at the National Security Council and co-author of The Age of Sacred Terror. Mr. Benjamin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The report included several recommendations to strengthen the ongoing war against terrorism, and they raise questions about whether the Bush administration is pursuing the right strategy for preventing terrorism. How do those two things jibe?
Well, it has to be said that a lot of the recommendations amount to elaborate ways of saying just do a better job. And in that regard, I don't think the administration will have a big problem with them. One of the headline recommendations is that there should be a director of national intelligence, someone who at the cabinet level would have control and responsibility for all of the different assets in the intelligence community. This is something that I think the administration is very loath to do. It would require an enormous amount of bureaucratic heavy lifting and reform, and if it's going to get done at all, it will be when there is a new administration.
Well, this creation of a national intelligence czar, it's also somewhat confusing because it raises questions about redundancy. I mean, we did see this administration create the Department of Homeland Security. So what is the division of labor then?
The Department of Homeland Security is going to be a very important intelligence consumer. And Congress, when it designed the Department of Homeland Security, expected that it would have a significant intelligence unit within it where all of the intelligence regarding terrorism would come together in some kind of fusion center. As it happens, there is an intelligence unit in the Department of Homeland Security that's just getting up and running, but the actual fusion center that has been envisioned has been created by the administration outside of the department, and it's currently housed in the CIA, and there are a lot of questions as to whether or not this doesn't add yet another kink in an already very confused wire diagram and how all these different agencies are going to play together in that body.
One of the more controversial ideas raised in the report is the creation of a domestic intelligence agency, similar to the MI5 in Britain. Would this enhance or replace some of the duties carried out by the FBI? And why is there such strong resistance to this idea?
This is one of the really hot potatoes out there after 9/11. An American domestic intelligence agency would essentially take the intelligence gathering activity out of the FBI. It's not clear whether it would still be under the aegis of the Justice Department. It's a sensitive issue for a number of reasons. Americans value their privacy and have great concerns about having an intelligence agency that may be running roughshod over their civil liberties. And it's a question as to whether or not it's really a good idea or not. There's a big debate on this, and I'm not sure anyone really has the answer yet.
Daniel Benjamin, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Benjamin is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.